child. Awaken to life, my child. Life is good, you will see. Come into the world, my child. For joy as soon as you are born. The whole forest is expecting you. You can see the panther clad in its finest coat, and the lion, the king himself, wearing a brand new mane to welcome you. Come into the world, my child. Awaken to life, my child.
Good afternoon, Raglan. Welcome back to another episode of The Fourth World. I'm Louis. I'm going to be taking you through till about, around about 7:20, give or take. I'm going to be bringing you, as per usual, pretty eclectic mix, my own sort of interpretation of a world in my own head. As abstract as that sounds, but anyway, tonight's show is pretty much a celebration. It's a celebration of Mother Africa and the global African diaspora. Africa, the mother of humanity, the cradle of civilization, the birthplace of rhythm. So tonight I'm going to be giving a small thanks to such a place. And of course, to encompass or give a sense of a place like Africa and Omega, our 20 is pretty ridiculous. But tonight's just the first installment, so one tiny little aspect of a complex kaleidoscopic whole, so to speak. And as always, I'm never attempting to any sort of, in any way, a proper survey of anything. But yeah, it's the fourth world. And so, yeah, so that was a track by Francis Bebe, and he's kind of one of the patron saints of tonight's show, along with a couple of others, along with maybe I might say African Head Charge, maybe King Ayusoba, maybe a Winnie Sogoma band. You'll be hearing from all of them a bit later on. But Francis Bebe, yeah, he's the main inspiration for tonight's show. And yeah, I'll just like to read a little quote from him. This is from his treatise called African Music, a People's Art, which was published in 1969. And it says, "Welding and regeneration will be the pattern for African art. Many of the foreign influences that have penetrated Africa will be incorporated into a new form of Black African art. This form of initiation may be deplored by those with deep-seated conservative or racist tendencies, but far from resulting in a bastardized and damaging modernism, we believe this mutation will breathe new life into African art and will demonstrate the triumph of humanism and universality over esoteric sterility. It is the imperative that the future of African music be based on the idea of development and not merely upon preservation." So with that in mind, that's kind of my rallying sort of manifesto for tonight's show and for the coming installments. They won't be regular, they'll just be when the mood hits. Yeah. So I'll stop talking and I'll put some tunes on, because that's what we're here for. I'll play you a little tune by African Head Charge called Cattle Herders Chant. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. This is The Fourth World, and this is African Head Charge. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Also streaming live at, Community Radio Raglan, potentially. RaglanRadio.com. You can also see podcasts, so recordings of the shows. That last track was a track by Umu Sangari, who is a Malian singer and songwriter. She's known for championing women's rights through Wasulu. She's also known as the Songbird of Wasulu. It's a style of popular music derived from vocal and instrumental traditions of rural southern Mali. Before that we had a track by African Head Charge. And we started off with a track by Francis Bebe called Forest Nativity. And as I said, Francis Bebe is a giant in the African music world. He's a Cameroonian composer, multi-instrumentalist, writer, philosopher, and apparently probably the African music's first self-declared modernist. So yeah, pretty cool guy. This is a little track by him in the background. But up next, I'll be playing a tune by Flying Lotus. Like I said, this is kind of dedicated. This show's dedicated to the African diaspora, so you know, I would count him among those. And this song to me is obviously inspired by some pretty primal rhythms, potentially African rhythms. Anyway, coming up now is a track called Melt by Flying Lotus. You're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio.
People to think, for people to know better things in life.
Attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it.
Arroyo!
Yeah, man. In somebody's life, you don't have to be brilliant, rich, beautiful, or perfect. You just have to care. Yeah, man.
You're listening to The Fourth World. I'm Louis. That was a track by African Hair Charge and King Ayusoba. It was called A Bad Attitude. And yeah, as I said earlier, African Hair Charge is one of the sort of heroes of the show. It's a group. A group put together by a couple of people, Jamaican percussionist Bonjo Ayabingi Noah and Adrian Sherwood, who's also of On You Sound Records fame and Dub Syndicate and many of other things. He's a legendary producer from the UK. So that was a track by African Hair Charge with King Ayusoba, who is a Ghanaian singer, band leader. He's a cool guy too. You'll hear a bit more from him a bit later on. Before that was a little snippet from a random album which I don't really know much about. It's from an artist called Suso, and that was called Kaida, and it's The album's interesting. It's a mix of sort of electronic production and African kind of field recordings. Pretty cool. Check it out. Before that was a track called Lucas Malor by Owini Sagoma Band. I will put actually in the on my profile page on the Raglan Community Radio website, I'll put a link to the Spotify playlists where you can find all the tracks, just to make it easier if there's anything that you're interested in. You don't have to write it down or anything. You can just have a look at that episode's, that week's description, and I'll have it in there. Winnie Sagoma Band, they're a pretty cool band. They started during a cultural exchange project in Kenya called The Art of Protest. And it was a bunch of London-based musicians Who are they? Jesse Hackett, Louis Hackett, and Tom Skinner. Tom Skinner's a pretty amazing drummer. And they teamed up with some local Kenyan musicians, Joseph Nayamungu and Charles Owoko. Probably getting those names wrong, but they're both singers. Nayamungu played a nyatiti, which is a stringed lute, from Western Kenya, and Owoko would play a drum, traditional drum from there as well. So they're in another pretty cool hybrid mutational music of Africa and the West, which I think is a pretty cool combo. As you probably have figured out, I'm not a purist of any form. I think that mongrels kind of rule the world. Well, they're resilient, and music is a hungry beast that needs to feed on everything and anything, and that's a good thing. Anyway, without further ado, I will play the next track. It's just a little short sort of chant called Chant. It's by an artist. I think he's Ghanaian. Don't quote me on that. His name's Wolasi. And then following that, we'll play a little bit of Mo Colors, who seems to feature fairly prominently on the show. Maybe just sort of fits the theme. But anyway, that's a track called Tusk Dance. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and this is The Fourth World. And where is this track? Here we go. This is Chant by Wolasi.
Every man be God, ay. Every man be God, ay. Every man be God, ay. You ain't talkin', you ain't talkin'. Man talkin', God talkin'. You know they bab, look around, guy. God they take man by, man they kill man. Who they bon kiddy, who they give to me, who they give to you, who they make moves, who they break moves, who they kill trees, who they plant trees, who they kill a bomb, who they rag bomb, who they give job, who they take job, who they do the job, you they do the job. It be God, oh, or it be man, oh. It be man, oh, or it be God, oh. I know they see God, I they see man, I they see man, but I they feel God. It they your inside, it they my inside, it they your inside. You know if you choose sides. Man they search God, God they search man. Man they start lost, God they start lost. What did they look for? It they your inside. What did they look for? The church, it they your inside. What did they look for? Dubai, it they your inside. What did they look for? The club, it they your inside. What did they look for? The beach, it they your inside. What did they look for? The bush, it they your inside. If we go do, 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 if we go do. We they play God, let me go play man. If he fuck up, let me go blame God. We they kill trees, we they kill bees, we they kill the sea animals, they die out. I don't know your God. Did he come? You go wipe out on our God. You go wipe out on our home. You go wipe out on our cash. You go wipe out on our God. You go wipe out Batman for cash out.
don't want to talk you chew your ear off, but just wanted to mention one thing before this next song. As you all know, we've just had our elections in New Zealand, if you're listening in New Zealand. And personally, I didn't vote. if you're out there, you might be hating on me right now, but I don't believe in, I don't trust any of them. I don't think any of them deserve my vote, and I think the system is broken, and we need a new one. So this next song is dedicated to all the politicians out there, the would-be leaders of the world. It's a track called Wicked Leaders by King Ayusoba.
Yeah, baby. If you want to be a leader, you have to be a good leader. If you are not, this is your song. Kalim Akamangombire. Ibiso.
Wicked leaders, you
Listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. I'm Louis. I'm going to be taking you through to about 7:20, so in about another 20 minutes. That was a track by Mark Ernestus's Ndaga for Rhythm Force. Mark Ernestus is a German techno pioneer, and through many twists and turns, he ended up in Senegal, and he was trying to track down players of the sabah, which is a family of drums with apparently a very thundering beat. And they used to, it was that thundering that they used to use it for communication with neighbouring villages about 10 miles distant. So I can see why he was probably pretty inspired, being a techno head. So he travelled to Senegal, and I won't go through the whole story, but basically he ended up recording about 7 albums of this, again, hybrid sort of mutant music of the Saba musicians, Senegalese Saba musicians, mixed with his own particular brand of electronic wizardry. And so that one was called Lam G. And before that, we had a track, but more of a slightly more traditional track. I mean, I'm no expert in African percussion, but that was a track called Ohangla Number 2, and that was by it was from an album called New Recordings from Siaya County in Kenya. Actually, the main title was Rung Ala. New Recordings from Siaya County, Kenya, and that album is by Agoya Ningo and the Dodo Women's Group. So yeah, that was a cool little piece of percussive magic. And did we have anything before that? Oh no, that's pretty much it. Up next, we're going to have a little bit of Knock Cultural Ensemble, who I seem to play maybe a bit more than is proportionately justified, but again, they seem to fit the bill. They're kind of a mad mix of many different forms of percussion and electronics. So yeah, enjoy. This is a track called Sung Awun by Knock Cultural Ensemble, and you're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Hold on a minute, let me just start that track again. Sorry, as you know, it's always fairly rough and ready on The Fourth World. We're not about slick production techniques, we're about just interesting tunes. So yeah, I'll leave you to this song, Sung Awun by Knock Cultural Ensemble. We'll be right back.
honey, I love you. What can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. How can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. Never end up, my baby. I wanna make you mine. Yo, my kesane. Nakuranza, my baby. Yo, my kesane. Nakuranza, my baby. Yo, my kesane. Nakuranza, my baby. What can I do, my baby, to make you mine? What can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. Nakuranza, 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 my baby. Yo, mwakezane, nakuranza, my baby. Yo, mwakezane, nakuranza, my baby. Mwakezane, nakuranza my baby, nakuranza, nakuranza my baby, my baby, nakuranza my baby, yeah, nakuranza baby, nakuranza my baby, 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 yo mwakezi, yo, yo mwakezi, yo, yo, yo my baby, yo my baby, 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 nakuranza my baby. Nakuranza, I love you. Mwakezane ndakufelo. Mwakezane, I love you. Mwakezane ndakuranza. Mwakezane, I love you. Mwakezane ndakufelo. Mwakezane, I love you. Mwakezane ndakuranza. Mwakezane, I love you. Mwakezane ndakufelo. Mwakezane, I love you. What can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. How can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. Nakuranza, my baby. I wanna make you mine.
nakuranda my baby. Yo mwakesane, nakuranda my baby. Yo mwakesane, nakuranda my baby. Nakuranda, nakuranda my baby, nakuranda my baby, yeah. Nakuranda baby, nakuranda my baby. Baby, yo, my Kenzi, yo, yo, my Kenzi, yo, 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 my baby, yo, my baby, baby, baby.
And that was a track by Zinja Khlungwani. I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, you're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio. And that was a track called Na Wagazani, My Love. And yeah, I know that was nutty, super nutty, but I love it. It's just the mad things that people do when they just love music. That was a South African, he's a South African musician, and it's in a style called Shangan electro or Shangan dance music. And yes, it's all that fast, ridiculously fast, almost so fast it feels slow. But yeah, so it'd be a pretty intense party to have a whole gig of that music, but it's a good one. I'm probably going to have probably one more track. This is a track by Mahmoud Guinea, and he's a Gnawa musician, which is a North African, Moroccan group of people, and he's a master of this Gnawa music, but he's teamed up with a British musician called Floating, who goes by the name of Floating Points, and so they've come up with some pretty interesting fusion of modern electronic stuff with this Gnawa music. Again, I'm probably butchering the language, but forgive me for that. So without further ado, I'll play this track. It's called Mamun Mahaba, and it's by Mahmoud Guinea and Floating Points. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. Gonna have as per usual the classical trap with Tony up next. So actually, maybe I'll just say goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And not every week will I be playing bonkers kind of nutty music from Africa, but probably pretty often. But next week will be different. So, you know, I'll keep you on your toes. Tune in next week and you never know what you'll get. But this is Being the Fourth World. I'm Louis, and I'll see you next week. Cheers. Thank you.
I'm glad you came.